It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we have a special guest in the studio with us. She loves animals, Elizabeth Alfano. She does the Awesome Vegans podcast on WGN Plus. You can look it up. Also host of the Celebrity Dinner Party. You are a vegan, I can say that.
That's, I sure am.
You're proud of it?
Sure love it. Sure do love it.
Yeah, I am not one.
How many years under this?
Well, so it's this
under
one,
your plastic belt.
Under my plant-based belt. Right, yeah. My recycled plastic belt.
Yes.
So I was trying to go vegan for the longest time, and I really didn't think it was an option. You know, the voices out there were sort of saying, you have to eat meat, and I never liked it. And about 3.5 years ago, I was like, you know, I can advocate for myself here, and I can put together the facts and the information and realize it's better for me, it's better for the planet, it's better for animals. Why the heck not?
Yep. So it's been 3.5 years.
Yeah, 3.5 years.
Wow. And you've never gone back once?
Oh, gosh, no.
Never once?
No, that's not true. In the first year, on month 3, I had had this big meeting, and I thought, okay, I'm going to celebrate with pizza, and I got a veggie pizza, cheese only. Oh, was I sick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just but what are the first
awful.
four letters of meeting? Meat. You got to have meat in a meeting.
Well, not spelled, my kind of meeting.
I know it's spelled differently. Well, congrats.
Yeah, I love it. It's super fun. So, you know, and it has been quite the year for plant-based meat alternatives. I don't know who's following the Beyond Meat stock.
It's going
up.
Oh,
my way word. Up. So they started at $25. That day, it shot up like to almost 70. It was the largest leap for an IPO since 2008. It went up 163% in one day. I just checked right before I walked in here, and it's like 83 today.
Mm.
So
I know
really
I sound
exciting.
Like a broken record, but I have been opposed to fake meat, I'm going to say, for a long time. This is a plant-based burger. And Bill, I was the one that told you, you got to at least try it.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like meat. I can't believe it's not meat. That's what it should be called.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not meat.
There's actually a restaurant in Chicago called I Can't Believe It's Not Meat.
Really?
In Hyde Park. Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to quickly do a shout out to Veggie Grill because they're the awesome people that brought us the basic Beyond Burger today. They also brought us a Lux Burger, which has lots of mushrooms and a creamy Alfredo sauce on it. And they also brought us the Steakhouse Burger, which has some fake and bacon. And,
that's
Bill
fake bacon?
Even
good.
Tell
that. Yeah.
I know it, people. I know it.
Last night, it's very strange that you're here today. Last night, my wife barbecued for my daughters. I was playing tennis. When I got back, she said, we'll make some food for you. It'll be ready for you when you get back. So I had a burger, and then when I was done, she goes, how was it? I go, it was outstanding. So she looked at my daughters, and she said, should we tell them? And they all decided, no, they shouldn't tell me. But I said, no, now you have to tell me. It was a Beyond Burger.
But you've already had it.
I had eaten it.
Like
I had no idea that I couldn't tell the difference at all.
And that's so awesome because when you're grilling right there on the spot, it's always going to be even better and even closer to meat than when you order and have delivery like we've done today. And today's Veggie Grill is off the charts awesome. So it's pretty outstanding.
I have found them. I checked beyondburger.com. I looked where to get them. They have them at our Jewel, our Mariano's, at Target. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're probably a little bit more money than ground beef. If you want to replace it with ground beef, that's fine. But if not, it's just an option.
Right. It's just an option. And you're seeing more and more people care about their diet. So, you know, meat has no fiber. So I interviewed John Sally. Remember him?
Basketball player.
Yeah.
Spider.
Spider?
That's his nickname.
Okay, to you, yes, and probably everybody else.
Yes.
So John Sally came over to my kitchen for my podcast, Awesome Vegans, and he was saying, you know, people always ask me, I'm 6'7", how do I get my protein? And I always tell them, it's not how I get your protein, because all protein comes from plants anyways. Cows eat grass, and that's how, so, you know, it's not where you get your protein, it's where you get your fiber for your health. We're talking about cardiac health, etc. So, you know, meat has no fiber, and at least you're getting fiber in this, you know, because it comes from pea protein and mung bean protein and some other great stuff.
So. All right, now I've heard that some of these type of plant-based burgers, the majority of the ingredients is soy. There's no soy in this? Because I know people are allergic to soy as well.
That's right. So there's already a lot of soy in the American diet, in processed foods. So they, Beyond Meat specifically, wanted to avoid soy. Also, I'll give a shout out to our hometown sweetie, Life Light Burger. They are now in stores as well. They don't have soy. And it's also non-GMO. Beyond Meat is a non-GMO burger. Now there's the Impossible Burger. Have you guys heard about this? Mm-hmm.
White Castle's been serving it. It's easier
Burger
to
King.
Find, I'll tell you, in a fast food type situation.
So that's the deal, right? I kind of think of this as like Jay Leno versus David Letterman. Do you remember those wars?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods. Impossible Foods went into retail, so fast food. They're at White Castle, Red Robin. They're rolling out Burger Kings mm-hmm. across the country, 7,200 locations. The PR representative of the Missouri Farm Bureau, Eric Bull, said that the Impossible Whopper was something to be reckoned with and the real deal. So everyone's taking
note. A man
note.
Named Eric Bull is in charge of
the
farm animal?
He is the press
Bull
representative.
Bull.
B-O-H-L.
Oh,
he's the press rep.
Bull. All right. That would make sense.
Oh, yes. I see what you're saying. Makes sense. He's the press rep for the Missouri Farm Bureau, and it's in Missouri that the Impossible Whopper
I'm confused
launched.
By this. So it's different brands in a fast food place as opposed to a grocery store, but if you had it in a fast food place and you wanted to replicate it and get it yourself, why wouldn't it be the same company? Are they trying to make that
they
happen?
They just haven't. You know, they're all starting and growing leaps and bounds. I mean, Impossible Foods just put in a third shift because they're running out of the Impossible Whopper everywhere. They can't keep up with Burger King's demand. So they've been going fast food route, and Beyond Meat has been going retail.
Yeah.
But now Beyond Meat is launching into the fast food chains. They are in Carl's Jr. and Del Taco and Epic Burger right here, Veggie Grill. So Veggie Grill is the premier largest plant-based fast food chain. We'll say premier fast food chain across the nation. 33 locations, 3 in Chicago alone. So Beyond Meat is now going they're staying in retail, but they're expanding also mm-hmm. to fast food.
Wow.
It's awesome. It's awesome time.
We have Elizabeth Alfano in the studio. A lot of people are texting that they love your podcast, Awesome Vegans, with Elizabeth Alfano.
Thanks, folks.
And you can find her, what's your website, thedinnerparty.tv?
No, so you can find me. That's okay. ElizabethAlfano.com. I thought I'd make it easy for everybody. ElizabethAlfano.com. It's ElizabethAlfano. Awesome Vegans, ElizabethAlfano.com.
Very good.
We are going to take a break, and then someone has texted in a question that I would like to hear the answer to.
Sure thing.
All right. It's Bill. It's Wendy. It's Elizabeth Alfano at 720 WGN. There we go. All right. We are chatting with Elizabeth Alfano. You can find her podcast, Awesome Vegans, with Elizabeth Alfano at WGN Plus and wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Got to tell you, special thanks to who provided the Beyond
Veggie
Burger.
Veggie Grill. Oh, how I love them. They are the largest plant-based fast food chain. I'll call them premier fast food chain around the country. They have 33 locations, 3 right here in Chicago, River North, downtown. It's awesome. They're
we wonderful. Always say, I wish there was some kind of healthy alternative because there's something to be said about fast food.
Yes, right. And it's getting on the healthier side. But here are just some of the things you can get at Veggie Grill just to tell you like, oh gosh, so delicious. Barbecue pulled pork sandwich.
Wait, that's not pork?
That's not pork. I know. It's the world's changing, people. Get with the program.
What are they doing to make it seem like pork? What
well,
exactly?
You know, meat, a lot of what's really making meat taste like meat is the spices.
Yeah.
I mean, I say this because I, too, am a cook at home. And so, you know, if you're pulling out cumin and paprika and these things, you're just using the spices. In fact, on my podcast, Awesome Vegans, I interviewed Ethan Brown, the CEO of Beyond Meat, and he took me through the Beyond Meat factory. And so they're using beet juice to make it look red. They're simulating the smells of meat mm-hmm. with vegetables, and they're extracting the proteins from plants and just kind of reformulating the shape of these proteins to make the veggie burger. So
we have the question of the century that 815 has texted in. I have wondered for the longest time why people who swear off meat still desire to eat meat-flavored products.
Great
question, right? I love this question.
What's your answer?
Hey, 815. They don't.
Oh, they don't?
This product is not for vegans. I mean, vegans love it because it's like, oh, hey, great. You know, my friends who are meat eaters can have options now. But these products are for meat eaters. These products are
for us, Bill.
Looking to get rid of the cholesterol, add in some fiber, help out the environment, make their doctor happy, all these great things, and not lose out on taste.
The cost is a little bit more, but not significantly
it's not that
more.
Much more.
Right. And so, right? Again, in my podcast with Ethan Brown, he's like, oh, it's a question of scale. So it's a question of time. The more we make, the more the price comes down. And, you know, Ethan at Beyond Meat, he's not the only one who gets this, right? Tyson is getting into plant-based burgers. Nestle's getting into plant-based burgers. JBS, the largest meat producer in the world, Brazilian company, they're doing a plant-based burger. Maple Leaf's, as we discussed, Maple Leaf Foods owns Light Life and Field Roast.
Yeah.
They were a plant company. They now call themselves a protein company. So, you know, things are shifting. I'll tell you a funny little tidbit. I was bouncing around on the internet and the website Global Meat News. So it's all about meat information for meat businesses to share with other meat businesses. They're having a plant-based meat conference in Amsterdam because so many of the meat producers want to know how to get in on plant-based protein. And God love America,
they're
right?
Smart.
It's capitalism.
They don't want to lose
it's
their,
business.
Their
yes.
Eggs, their market edge.
There have been other plant-based burgers that are very high in sodium. What's the sodium content in a Beyond Burger?
Thank you for asking. I can let you look that up.
That's a great question. And a lot of people have, you know, they can't have sodium. A lot of people can't have soy. No soy in a Beyond Burger, but plenty of it in others.
That's right. That's right. Impossible Foods does have soy. So, and it's not genetically modified, the Beyond Burger. So that's also wonderful. But it you're not cooking at home, right? You are buying a packaged product, and that's so that's going to have some sodium. So to answer your question, 380 milligrams of sodium. So 16%
is that comes a little,
from,
is that a little higher?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say, well, 16% of the daily recommended value.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends on what you do with the rest of your day.
Right.
You know, if you eat seven of these in one day, then you've, you know, you're done, people. Stop that. But, you know, if you have one for dinner, whatever. I mean, I know an opera singer who's vegan and he has one burger before he goes on every time he performs because it's so filling and he needs the energy. But meat, like, slows him down, you know?
Sure.
And you don't get that with something like Beyond Meat. So,
and how many, in one burger, how many, is it milligrams of sodium?
380.
All right. And
16%.
Ballpark, the average fast food single patty plain hamburger, 378 milligrams of sodium.
Right.
So same
thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to have, give or take, the same amount of saturated fat. What they're not going to have is cholesterol. So there's zero cholesterol here. And here you've got fiber. You've got some 13% of the daily recommended value of fiber.
A lot of people saying Orion's going to be mad. Listen, I don't think anybody is going to, I am not going to give up going to have a big steak. And there are people who love meat are not going to change it. I like what you said off the air, you know, to help feed other people. Explain this, because this really made sense to me.
Yes. Okay. So those.
But I'm still not giving up my steak.
And you don't have to. That's the great thing. I think when people hear the word vegan, I sort of want to say, like, hey, this is not your grandmother's vegan. Things have changed. The growing market is flexitarians. The growing market is Bill and Wendy.
Yeah.
So you guys really are the future. People are just trying to work in more vegetables, balance out what they're doing so their doctor's not so mad at them, and, you know, be easier on the planet. Obviously be easier on animals, but also be easier on your own system. So, you know, we have a couple crises going on right now. We've got an environmental situation and we've got a population situation. We're now 7.7 billion people and we're going to 10 billion. So how do you feed that many people? This is why companies like Cargill are switching to plant-based. How do you feed that many people when, you know, these are resource intensive things to make meat? It's water intensive. You have to cut down land to grow more grain, and then you don't feed the grain to people. You're feeding it to animals and you're getting less back. So why not just take those grains and feed them right to people? So it really helps to feed a growing population to have more plant-based products.
Orion's still going to key your car. It doesn't matter.
Orion, and I'm glad you're listening, because there are room for both of us. And I'm trying to play both sides of it, because that's truly how I feel. I want to go out and have a pork chop. I want to go have a steak. But this is actually really good, and why can't they both exist in harmony and not hurt the other?
And plus, aren't we all about capitalism? Don't we want choices? I mean, just...
Wait, Orion was going to address that. Throw those headphones on.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Go ahead,
No, I just wanted to say they should call it a laboratory burger, not a beef burger. It should be a lab burger, because that's what it is.
Okay.
My response to that would be, so first of all, God love America and for being out ahead and having innovation. You know, as we have our changing dynamic of population, I'm so glad that America's out in front being the innovator, bringing new products to the market. And you can see, you know, plant-based meat alternatives are up 23% just in 2018 over 2017. So you can see that it's something that people want. And also, you know, meat in and of itself, it's also got its own processed things. You know, you're getting lots of hormones and lots of things are added to that. that. So,
no.
Well,
not
now
anymore,
you guys
with the rules on hormones, no.
And you, there are, you guys will go at it for the whole day. So that's why I'm trying to say there's room for both. Now, Orion, for someone
yes.
who is against eating meat for ethical reasons because they love animals, this is a perfect alternative for them.
It is, but I'm always interested in the statement that it's better for the environment, and I'm wondering what kind of proof they have for that.
Ah, yes, the UN report on climate change. It's a god-awful document because it's like 1,000 pages long. But if you go to section 2, it does say in no uncertain terms that we need to be eating less meat so that we can be farming less meat so that it's better for the environment. It is one of the 5 recommendations that they give, along with changing our building codes and standards and
sure.
things. So I rely on the UN report on climate change for that.
I don't buy it, but that's okay. You enjoy it.
All right. Well, it's pretty good, Orion. I would really love to feed you a little Beyond Burger next time you're here.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for holding back so much because your mic was open the whole time, and I'm surprised we didn't hear from you earlier. Thank you very much.
I don't know. Hard to say no to the UN report on climate change. It's not one country. It's 56 different countries coming together. But, you know, to each his own. So there's the great thing, right?
Yes.
There is room. This is why it's capitalism, and we have a market that can handle this. There is room, and you're just going to see more and more of this stuff. It is the future, folks. So.
I want to do both. Bill, don't you? I mean, are you going to give up eating meat now because of these?
Probably not. But, I would do both.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to. And we didn't mention this, but the brats are pretty darn good, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Beyond Meat sausage. Please, people. And I'm Italian, so.
Oh, yeah. Did Terry grill those last night,
she
too?
She did.
I thought you grilled.
I like the way she rolls.
I was working.
I love it.
Elizabeth, thank you for coming up. If people want to know more, where do they go?
Hey, everybody, go to ElizabethAlfano.com. That's ElysABETH. And, of course, my Awesome Vegans podcast is right here on WGN Radio or iTunes or whatever you, Spotify, whatever you listen to. Quick shout out before I go. Thank you to Veggie Grill, of course, and Beyond Meat. But I do want to say Eddie Firth with the historical roast on Netflix. He's a friend of mine. So we were on the same podcast, Movies Made Me.
Yeah.
And congratulations to him because he's been
cool.
a launch on Monday. Yeah.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Coming up, the stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.